think for me, what pops up is that it's very different the way I experience myself, my sense of self. First thing that comes to mind is that it's much looser now.
Yes.
Like, I think in the past it was very much, okay, it's like this, or if it's like this, then it's not like that. It was a lot of perceived clarity, I guess. Maybe I would have called it clarity back then. It was very kind of...
Yeah.
And I think what I've noticed a lot, and what actually to some extent has unsettled me at some points probably, but also what I really value, is there's a lot more flexibility.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more maybe distance actually from, it's like, I'm not just this or I'm not just that. And I can maybe experience some things I would have called contradictory in the past. Or kind of recognize that, yeah, many things can be there at the same time.
Yes.
And that I'm not any one of those particular parts or set images.
How many can recognize that their sense of self has become much looser? And maybe I also like what you're saying, encompassing of seeming contradictions, right? Yeah, good. Others, what else have you noticed? How has this work been, how has your sense of self been changing as you've been doing this work? Yeah, Michelle and then Saul. Oh, you need to unmute.
Sorry. The ideas that I have around things like success have definitely changed as well. I think I really recognise what Alex was saying within the flexibility in that, because I think, I don't know, it's just relaxed so much more around my ideas of what success is. And so therefore I think I've slowed down a lot and experienced flow, and are able to look at when I have big emotions, I'm able to kind of just allow that to arise and see what happens. There is no fixed way of having to deal with it, or a view on how successful it is to maybe navigate it. It's just, is what it is, it's there.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. It's almost like, especially when you talk like, when you say that the big emotions, it's like you're more relaxed around it, and it just is what it is, it's just there. Would another way of saying it is you're would another way of saying that be that you're less identified with the big emotions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's something that there's a you experiencing the big emotions, but the emotions themselves are not really.
I'm not consumed. I'm not them.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many can recognize that? Like a sort of a disidentification from big emotions. Yeah, nice.
Thanks.
And Saul, you had something?
I think for me, like precision and sort of nuance has been introduced on a level that just felt very blunt before, you know, as a sort of, am I feeling good? Am I feeling bad? Is this good? Is this bad? Am I successful or failure? I mean, really sort of, and now I just, none of it sticks anymore. So yeah, it's introduced that for sure. I mean, it's changed everything. It's also, when you were talking about the sense of self, that feels relevant, because I think a lot for me has come up around that too. So I think a lot about the structures and then what is the self and that kind of thing. But what I've also noticed is the self's very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a lot of what's come up for me has been traumas from the past, that kind of thing. But then sort of seeing, almost like recognizing them for the value they bring, rather than those things kind of pulling me in different directions, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of sense of being able to sort of harness the value of some structure in a healthy way rather than.
Yeah. I'm also curious because when you talk about like traumatic experiences, what often happens is that people that these experiences become a big part of their identity, right? I'm the person, this is who I am, I'm that traumatized person. I'm curious how it is. And one of the things that this work often does, relating to this to the sense of self, is that it, just like with the big emotions, it's something you experience, they have an impact on you, but they are not you.
Yeah, definitely that.
Yeah.
You know, I guess when you just over and over again, you unravel patterns, right? You observe how you keep yourself locked into certain structures and patterns and behaviors and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, or you shine a light on it, the less gravity, you know, the less hold they have. But nonetheless, you see them, they keep coming, right? So then you have a kind of respect for them in a different way. That's been my experience, which is like, these things are going to come. It's kind of how it is. It doesn't, but so a sort of, yeah. So some kind of bit of distance, like Alex was saying, but yeah, also a bit of respect also for them and a recognition that they have a purpose.
And the you that has that respect, how, the moment you have that respect, how is your sense of self changed?
Yeah, it's just completely beyond, it's completely changed, completely shifted.
And can you put some words to it?
I think Alex like really captured it. For me, it feels like my sense of self feels more whole, more fluid,
yeah,
more agile, more nuanced, more multidimensional. I mean, just unpinnable, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just. It's unpinnable. It's sort of like giving up on the. It's like, I can't even answer basic questions anymore. Like, how are you? How's your week been? It's kind of like, you asking me that question. Because it's like, so fluid and.
Yes. I once saw an interview with John Kabat-Zinn, who was talking about one of his teachers. And he said that his teacher would sometimes go around saying, it's like if they are, he would say, he would pose a question and answer it, right? So he would say, who am I? Don't know, right? And I think it's like, it's almost like the same, how are you? No idea, right? It's like,
yeah,
very nice, thanks. So welcome to Caroline. We're just talking about how, having a little reflection on how our sense of self has changed over the last 2.5 years, where we've been working with this, with the different essences, with the clear perception, guidance, and contact. So yeah, anybody else? How has what comes up when I ask the question of how is your sense of self different today than what it was 2.5 years ago? Yeah, Michelle.
Just one thing that I forgot to add is that I feel so less uptight. Actually, I don't think I even realized how uptight I was. So I have so much fun and I laugh all the time now. I wasn't depressed and I always had a very rich life anyway, but I barely laugh all the time.
Yeah.
I just laugh all the time. So yeah, I think that's a really big impact that it's had on me actually, is this real fun fizz feeling that I feel a lot.
Yeah, definitely. How many recognize that? More fun, more humor in life. Yeah. Good. Anyone else before we go to an inquiry? Anybody sitting with the feeling that they are the exact same person today as they were 2.5 years ago? Just checking. Okay, good. Let's do an inquiry then.